Welcome back. This is the Captain's Log. On this episode, comedian extraordinaire Josh Wolf. You know him from Chelsea Lately and the Josh Wolf Show. And he's great. He's my guest. We're rocking out. This is the Captain's Log. Oh, yeah. He knows a lot about edibles. And we're about to know something. Tune in.
At some point in the show, we will.
Maybe. Nope. No, I'm not doing it.
We don't like you that
much. All right. We won't.
I don't know any of you well enough. But I might, if you come by the show tonight, yeah, we give away some tickets.
Yeah, we'll give a picture and you know.
A picture? Yeah.
Yeah. We'll even let the girls kiss you.
No.
On the cheek.
But you can pick a picture out on my phone.
Okay.
No, you can't do that either. There's some stuff not
to. You can't go through your phone.
No.
Do you let anyone ever go through your phone like that?
My wife.
She goes through it. You don't care.
She, you know, she doesn't go through it because it's boring as shit.
Yeah.
Like my, if you look through the pictures of my phone, it's boring. Like I like weird shit, so there's just like a lot of pictures of weird things.
Right.
But like there's
nothing
salacious. Wait,
you save pictures of weird things? Or you take them? Look, what do you mean? You have pictures of weird things in your phone?
You got
them. Oh, I should go.
Yeah. As my grandmother used to say to my grandfather, that's the color we like.
My bad.
Yeah, green.
My
bad.
It's pink.
Green. That's the color we like. I take pictures. If I see something weird,
yeah,
I am attracted to it. I will hover around. You know, I have a stalker. And the only reason I have a stalker is because I couldn't walk away from something weird.
Really?
I was at a dog park in Los Angeles when I still had my dog. And I'm assuming that maybe my stalker is watching this right now.
Oh, all right.
How you doing? How you doing, Sandy? Good to see you.
Do you call her by name?
Oh, I know who she is.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a crazy... Okay. So, we're at the dog park. She seems normal. She seems like one of the only, and her dog is one of the few dogs, it's a little chihuahua, that never tries to hump my dog. My dog used to always try to get us. So we're talking, and I've probably known her for about a month, and she, then she says to me, hey, we're walking and doing a little lap around the dog park with the dogs following us, and she was like, you know, I know why the, do you know why the Twin Towers came down? And I was like,
whoa, got serious.
I said, I think so. I thought this was going to be a political conversation,
right,
which I'm trying to stay out of anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, I think so, but I go, I'm not too heavy into, you know, discussing that with people I don't really know my theories. But,
right.
And she said, well, I'll tell you if you really want to know why. And now I'm like, well, I love crazy conspiracy theory people too.
Yeah.
Because I like weird shit.
Right.
And she said, the government found a video of me masturbating.
Of course they did.
And so she also would tell you that's why Heath Ledger also saw the video and that's why he died. So I was like,
totally normal.
As soon as she said the government found a video of me masturbating,
yeah,
there was a voice in my head that said, it is now's the time to go.
Yeah, yeah, walk the dog the other way.
Now's the time to go. The other problem I forgot to tell you is that she had told me she was an artist. So she had a website of all her art.
Wow.
And before I knew she was the, you know, chronic tower masturbator,
yeah,
she said, will you go to the website and see if there's anything you want to buy? I went. There was nothing I wanted. I emailed her from the website. Not my style, but I'll pass it along.
Thank you.
So she had my email. I am going to show you right now. Her name is Sandy Wang. Sandy Wang.
Apparently she's horny. She masturbates a lot.
She has her own file.
Dude. You just put her right in that box. Are those automatically coming out of her email?
This like, is all.
Yeah. Account, or are those personal emails to you?
Personal emails to me.
Get out of here.
Am I still scrolling?
So there's literally...
I can tell you
250, 300. How many?
Dude, there are... Just in this folder alone... There are 2,000 that are unread.
Oh, my God.
2,000 that are unread.
Because you're going so fast, I didn't realize.
I sent a bunch of these emails to my friend who worked in the Secret Service.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, there's no doubt she is fucking crazy. But he said she's not dangerous. Because she had sent me an email, man, of a picture of the house across the street from my house. That was it.
You were freaked out.
I was freaked the fuck
out. I would have lost it.
So I emailed my buddy, and I said, hey, you go send me some of them. Let me take a look. And he said, hey, she's crazy, but she's not dangerous. And I said, how can you tell? Yeah. This is all for you guys. Everybody.
Yeah, this is everyone for your stalkers.
Stalker 101.
Yeah.
He said, there's no mention of God or a higher power.
Okay.
And he said, so generally, that's my first tip off. Right. And I said, why? And he said, because if you say to me, God told me, or God says, then I know you don't listen to the laws and the rules of this
land.
You don't think that the laws apply because somebody else is telling you what to do. So I can't tell you what to do. He said, so as soon as, and he works at the White House. Right. He was like, as soon as we see something like that in a letter, we're coming to see you. But he said, she knows the law. And I said, how do you know that? And he said, you can tell by what she says and doesn't say. She understands. She's a smart person.
Yeah.
He said she's like beautiful mind crazy.
Yeah.
She's beautiful mind. She's literally mentally ill and needs some assistance, but she's not going to harm you. Okay. And I was like, what about the picture of the house across the street from my house? And he was like, yeah, that would have freaked me the fuck out too, man. But she went to jail. She sent me a letter from jail.
Get out.
She went to jail, dude, because...
Wait, do you have jailbirds writing letters more often or just the only
just
one?
Just Sandy Wang.
I had one time, too.
Dude... She went to jail because she said that Mercedes-Benz framed her. Because I guess when you buy a new Mercedes, they leave it running in front of the...
Wait, she owns a Mercedes?
No.
Oh.
She stole a Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
Because when she was walking by Mercedes, there was a car running.
With the keys in it.
With the keys in it.
And so you take it.
So she called it entrapment. She was like, I
see nothing wrong with this. That's normal.
The letter she sent me, she was like, can you believe... They are entrapping me.
And unbelievable.
She thinks now that I have a fleet. Yo, listen up, everybody. A fucking fleet of invisible airplanes that I employ to follow her around.
Well, how many do you have? Not a fleet, just a couple.
I have two.
That's silly.
But Wonder Woman uses one, and I use the other. Like, you know what I mean? I don't got a fleet.
Yeah, you don't need a fleet. How many planes do you need to watch one person?
Honestly, the truth of the matter is, you only need one invisible plane.
Yeah.
You don't really need... My question is, when you're in the invisible plane, are you also invisible?
Clearly.
Because that... Because
then it would be weird. That's
right.
Weird.
Then it's just a person, floating, right.
A floating person like a genie. Like
that's whoo- interesting. I had never thought of that. So yeah. In an invisible plane, you are now invisible. Also invisible. But
yeah, because you don't want to freak people out with your invisible plane and then you just floating.
I will tell you this. If you look at the old cartoons in Wonder Woman, you can see her in the plane when she's flying. It's an invisible plane, but you can see her.
Wow.
Which really takes away from having an invisible plane. Like
yeah.
Why have an invisible plane if they can see you flying?
It's like a magic carpet at that point because you're sitting like with no carpet.
Well,
it doesn't have to be a plane. It could be anything invisible.
I think the plane's probably a little more comfortable than the carpet.
Wow.
I've never flown on a carpet or in an invisible plane, but I have flown in a plane before and I have sat on a carpet.
Speaking of planes, yeah. I saw Kim Kardashian and Kanye in a private 747. Did you ever see that? They have they took a private 747, just the two of them. Apparently.
Where, to Europe?
Dude, I don't know, but she was teasing like, oh, Kanye only flies private 747s now. Dude, it's like a freaking.
Fuck those people.
Right? Why do you have a 747? Like, fuck those people. No, that's not right.
Fuck those people.
Maybe it's an invisible one, though.
I wish they were invisible.
Right?
I wish they were invisible and mute. Fuck those people.
Hey, Sheila, how are you?
Hey, Sheila, fuck those people.
Yeah. That's the ones with the private 747.
It's not even if they didn't have a private 747, fuck, it's not the plane.
It's what? It's just them?
It's just them. Fuck those people.
I feel like so everyone says that Kardashians don't have any talent. Dude, you know as much as I do, keeping up with your social media and trying to promote and put up content that gets people engaged is hard. So at some point,
everybody, first of all, has a talent.
Yeah, I agree.
They just don't have. And Kanye is, anybody who says Kanye isn't talented is just being,
of course he is,
just blind.
Of course.
Kim Kardashian is talented in certain ways, but I would tell you something right now, if I had an ass like that,
it's not the ass. It was for a minute,
and that's how she got her following, and that's what stayed.
Yeah, but, like, people have viral videos, and they don't become Kim Kardashian.
Do they put out a sex tape? Were they the first?
There's millions of sex tapes.
Were
out
they
there.
The first?
How many sex tapes do you have?
Listen, man, when you're the first.
Oh, it wasn't because you weren't the first.
When you're the first, when you're Paris Hilton and you're Kim Kardashian, you're the first, man. You're Xerox, you're Coca-Cola, you're first. You are the brand.
Okay.
Everybody finds you.
Well, what about Dollar Shave Club? They weren't the first. Look at Gillette. They kept
their
butt.
They were the absolute first to send it to your house.
Okay. Okay, that's true.
Think about it. If you read some, I'm sure you have. You read those marketing books, man. They are like, be first.
Yeah,
first,
yeah, be first
is super important.
I agree.
So look, even like, so she was first in a lot of ways on social media to do certain things.
So you don't think that's talent? You think that's luck?
Yeah, I don't. I think she knows how to market herself,
wow,
which is a talent.
That's a very big talent.
Great.
If everyone could market as good as her, like.
I think she knows how to market herself to her crowd.
Well, all right. That's true.
Okay.
You have to know who you're engaging with.
I think it's 100% of talent. I'm not her crowd, so I think she is not talented.
So you think that if she was promoting this weekend's comedy show, I would beat her?
No.
If she wasn't Kim Kardashian?
No.
She would still be good at it.
If she wasn't Kim Kardashian, I don't know, I understand the question.
So take out Kim Kardashian's fame. If she just opened up an account tomorrow and had to start promoting the show this weekend,
no,
she would stink.
No, there's a zillion people who look like her. A zillion people.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
There are a zillion Kim Kardashians. And why is she the most famous? First.
Yeah, because she did it.
First, right. So there are a million girls who look like Kim Kardashian who don't have that following.
But I feel like that was a good move for her. She saw the market. She did the thing.
First, man. Yeah, I'm not saying that she doesn't know how to market her big ass. Look, that thing where she put the champagne bottle on her ass.
Yeah, that was
genius.
Great move.
Genius. But I don't think that particularly takes a lot of talent.
You should do that.
You think that takes a lot of talent?
I don't know. Let's try it. Want to do it? We could use Captain Brian's vodka on our butts right now.
I am hard pass for me, man.
We'll balance it.
Man, it's like one of the hardest passes I think that I have ever.
No, really? You're just going to pass right away?
No, that is like a heavy, heavy pass with the vodka on
it. I think I have a bottle of vodka right here I got to give you. Are you going to take it? Look.
I mean, I'll take it.
It's right there. That's for you. I saved that one for you.
Look, everybody.
So you can have it.
Yeah.
And
he's actually said that to 7 people this morning.
Well, like, what do you want me to do? I don't have Kim Kardashian money, man. Yeah. I'm just trying to do my thing.
Now, tell me, by the way, I really like this. Tell me a couple things that I wanted to ask.
What do you want to know?
Why is it important that it was distilled 6 times?
Well, actually, the funny thing is we say 6 times, but there's 8 bins, so it's filtered 48 times. And so through the natural process of the filtration, we've taken out everything from the freaking gluten, the... Look at right on the back, the serving facts from the FDA. There's only 96 calories, sugar-free, gluten-free, no carbs. I mean, come on.
I like, you know, in the morning I like to wake up and pour a bowl of gluten and just put some whole milk in there.
Right in?
Yeah, dairy with my gluten. I didn't know that booze had gluten.
Yeah, it can.
Because I don't really know what gluten is. I know it's like a protein or something, but if you put a bowl of gluten in front of me, I wouldn't know what the
fuck
that
was.
I wouldn't know what it was. Anybody who knows what gluten is, take a picture and go ahead and send that to me. Nobody knows what the hell gluten is.
So we use all organic grain to make that. It's a grain alcohol.
And did you design the front?
Everything.
It
so I fired 3 artists, and then I used my buddy Devin out of L.A.
Oh, you signed this?
That's signed, number 47.
Like a baller.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously not going to just give you a bottle without...
Number 47.
That's number 47. The first 200 bottles I signed and I'm giving them away.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
A really great idea.
So it's cool.
That's awesome, man.
It gives
you
a little Naples flair.
Yep.
And...
Do I have to finish this before I leave?
I think you have to finish it today. It's only protocol. I mean, that would, you know, only make me happy.
People who know me know that I'm not a good drinker.
No.
I'm a really good smoker. I'm not a good drinker.
But you used to be, right?
Oh, but I was never good.
You weren't good. I agree. I agree with that. I think a couple times you had...
Messy, slurry, drunk.
But fun.
Fun.
Always fun.
But like,
and funny.
Dumb. It's the weed has really mellowed me out.
So I want to know, so I've never had edibles, and I need to know, like... Is that something that you're recommending?
I don't know how to answer that, except for some people, it's magic. And for some people, it's tragic. And you never know in who you are.
Yeah.
Until it happens.
Well, so you'd have to go really, really minimal at start.
Yes.
Right?
At the beginning, you know, we've all heard those stories or been in the story where you're the person who takes too much of an edible and you're high for two
Absolutely.
Days.
Heard that a million times. Yeah. What? So, yeah, I would never do that. First of all, I'd never do. I don't even drink more than like one or two drinks.
Is that true?
Yeah, when I go out. Like, I'm very,
Are you
like,
a control guy?
Like, do I want to stay in control or do I control?
Is that why you, because I know some people who never like to get fucked up because they like to stay in control.
Well, I like to stay in control, but I just don't like, which is why I made the vodka sugar-free and gluten-free and all organic. I don't like the hangover feeling. So this will, you know, helps, obviously the sugar intake reduces all that.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to feel the next day like I got hit by a train. I want to go to the gym. I want to get back on my game. I want to make it happen.
Yeah. All right.
You know, so that's it. So the edible thing is...
The edible is, for me, one of the reasons I like it way more than booze is there's no hangover.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
No hangover. No nothing. It's basically just... I mean, this morning, I'm not going to lie to you. This is a weed hangover, and you're not in pain. I'm just a little, you know, where your brain, sometimes you feel like it's got some sharp edges.
Okay.
And today, it's a definitely rounded.
Why, you get a hangover from weed?
No hangover.
Oh, what do you
get? What I mean is, like, I'm a little just slower this morning.
Because of that?
Yeah, it's still in my system.
I don't know anything.
So I can still feel like I'm not high.
Okay.
But I'm not... I wouldn't say I'm as sharp as I could be.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of lag between where my brain is telling me what to say and from when it gets to my mouth.
So were you pissed when you got in the car and I'm like fired up? Like I'm freaking ready to go, right? When I saw you this morning?
Oh, yeah. You were shot out of a fucking...
I'm always like that though, bro.
Rocket. No, but it was fine for me because that means I didn't have to...
Do much. Just listen.
Yeah, I could just listen. I could just...
You ask questions, though.
Oh,
you,
I am a question guy.
You tried to stay engaged. But that's... Even when I was going off.
Guys, here's the deal. When you're sometimes tired and you feel like, man, I can't talk too much, but you can still listen and ask questions.
Just ask a few.
Be part of the conversation. Yeah. All you gotta do is ask him two questions. You're off and running.
You don't have to do anything after that. You just reel it in. After you ask, you just sit there.
Off and running.
I know.
Now, I will say,
but you,
man,
hit on a couple touchy subjects, so I was feeling it.
Well, I was curious, man.
Yeah.
What is the... this is... So Naples is... There's a lot of...
wealthy people?
Yes.
Yes, a lot.
But I don't see any of that.
Well, we're not in that area. So there's an area called Port Royal.
Yeah.
And then there's gated communities that are like super upscale. And then we have like... condos on the beach that, like, you know, can start at $5 million and go to $25 million, like, and they're condos. But you say a condo, but like 5 to 10,000 square foot condo. I mean, that's not normal for a condo either. But
I gotta tell you though, man, if I'm paying $5 million,
yeah,
I can't live in an apartment. I don't care how big your apartment is.
Yeah, but they have private, like, you walk in the entrance and you take the elevator right in, and it pops up in the middle of your home.
Yeah, but like
it's not, it's not like apartment living.
But
it's
people
like,
live underneath you and above you and to your sides.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't like that.
That's an apartment. It's just a bigger apartment than I have.
It's just
a
gigundan apartment.
It's just a big apartment. Yeah. But like, if I'm paying that much, I want
land and property.
Privacy.
You want to be around, yeah.
I want, because even if you're in your big old apartment, you know, what if I like to play my music loud? What if, you know?
I hope that in those places, the walls are so thick.
Gotta be.
That you can't hear nothing.
You know, I don't want to smell what you're cooking.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
When I walk in the hallway, I don't want to be like, yo, that dude's goulash.
It stank.
Is the fucking worst.
Because imagine if they did cook that every day and then the whole place, I'd be pissed.
What if you're in your parking garage and some dude just leaves shit all over the place? What if somebody threw up in the lobby and every time you walk in, do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
There's shit. Now,
that could happen.
That could happen.
But they have a lot of rules and association, like stuff that you gotta live by.
Cool. So if I'm paying $5 million...
You got to live by their rules still.
Guess what I don't want to live by?
Rules.
Your fucking rules.
Right. I agree
If I want to walk around balls ass naked on my entire property, when I go down and get my mail, if
you
I want to be
nuts
naked...
out.
Yeah, nuts out mail time.
Yeah, I hear you, dude.
I'm just saying.
I do it every day.
You can't... Yeah. If I'm paying $5 million, I can't do the apartment.
Yeah.
And I know some of you guys have great apartments. I still don't give a shit.
Luxury.
Luxury.
Luxury condos.
$5 million.
Oh, that some of them start at.
I want a driveway.
They
I
start at.
I want some
at.
Land.
Yeah.
I want some big ass hedges so nobody can see into my whatever is going on. I want a dungeon. Yeah, you heard me. Don't worry about what's happening in the
dungeon. So what's your favorite edible?
Chiba Chew.
What is that?
You'll see tonight.
Dude, I know nothing.
You'll see tonight.
It's a specialty?
It's just the best brand. The reason it's the best is because it's super consistent and it gets you super high. But, like, the best way I can put it is when you figure out how much of a Chiba Chew you eat.
And what flavor is a Chiba Chew?
It's like a Tootsie Roll.
But when I love Tootsie Rolls.
When you figure out how much you eat, that's how much you eat. There's never, I ate this much last time and I got higher. Nope.
No.
It's consistent. And that's the best thing you can say about an edible. Because sometimes, I know some edibles, you're like, I ate half and I felt nothing. And then this next time you're like, I ate half and I've been up for 5 days. And neither of those are good. So you want the consistency.
You
want
to know,
Yeah. Just like I want to know what a shot does.
Correct.
For me, right?
Yeah, same thing.
What it tastes like, how I'm not going to be hungover.
Wait, so they don't regulate that the same way? Because that would make sense. But no, it's not all the same?
It's getting better.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
Because I'm thinking, right? The
but
same
things
thing.
Things like Rice Krispie Treats, brownies, those are always so hard.
You never know.
It's harder.
Really?
But not with your Chiba Chew, man. Go get yourself a Chiba Chew. Florida,
right,
you need
guys.
To get them in. And go get some Captain Brian's vodka.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
They also have some great... He's got some great rum.
Dark rum.
And everybody, guess what? We're doing shows at Off the Hook Comedy Club this week.
Go to offthehookcomedy.com, guys. All right, here's the deal. The next 10 people that go to offthehookcomedy.com, use the promo code CYBER. Because it's Cyber Week, I figured that was a good promo.
That's a good one. I like it.
Because it came out on Monday, the email, too.
I like it.
Cyber is the promo code. Go see Josh Wolf this weekend, Off the Hook Comedy Club. First 10 people get 2 free tickets. Cyber,
wow.
Off the Hook Comedy. This
Taylor,
is the captain's
so
vlog.
Nice.
Come see us. Come say hi. Josh is going to make you laugh. He's going to sign autographs. He's going to tell jokes. I'm going to feed you and give you a lot of drinks.
It really sounds like a good weekend.
Yeah,
no.
food, fun.
Now you just need to figure out how to get a little
F
after
of
the show.
Yeah, be good.
Are you not allowed to swear on here?
I try not to. I don't know. Facebook, I think, doesn't like it when I swear so much. But
that's
you didn't care.
That's all I do is swear.
Yeah, you swear a lot. It's good. Maybe they only care about me. You're
Why?
Famous.
Do they send you messages and say don't swear?
No, but I've had some that were super popular, and then they went off, and I think that there was too much cursing.
So the fact
But
that...
I can't be, I don't know, because Gary V, you know Gary V?
Yeah.
He swears the whole time, and he never gets shut off, so who knows?
I don't think it's a swearing. Watch this. Fuck.
Oh, an extra one.
Fuck. with 9 U's. Fuck. You're still there.
Be good, guys. Be good. We out.
Later.
Well, guys, hope you enjoyed the captain's log. I know he's going to enjoy his gluten-free, sugar-free Captain Brian's vodka. They're a sponsor of the show. And, of course, if you guys like the show, share it, post it, say hello. Buy a bottle of vodka. Go to my website, CaptainBrian.com. That's CaptainBrien. We have gluten-free, sugar-free vodka and gluten-free rum handcrafted here in Fort Myers. Love you guys to support me that way. But either way, just say hello. DM us or retweet us, share us. This is the Captain's Log. Thanks for watching. Tune in tomorrow.